Sasol used to be an earnings-based dividend policy, and now it changed to cash flow-based to align. And it also combined a bit with they want to make sure that the debt levels are at a reasonable level. And there's also included within that policy that they want to keep the net debt below $4 billion. This resulted in also Sasol not paying a final year dividend, as the mid-year dividend was based on the previous policy, so they technically paid a bit too high back then. And also that the net debt was just slightly over that $4 billion level, so they wanted to decrease the debt. On the risk side, it's always worth just highlighting Sasol is a higher risk investment, especially also always with commodity companies. But Sasol was especially placed in an environment where the world is transitioning to a lower carbon intensive economy, and Sasol will face more pressures in this regard compared to other companies. And then with most commodity companies, it requires a lot of capital spending for its operations, and especially with companies like these that needs to transition, there's a risk of capital being deployed in an uneconomical way. And then with most of similar type of companies, you'll have your operational risks and then the commodity and currency risk. So with even these concerns, we still have a buy recommendation on Sasol. We just view the value relationships being the historic relationships to its price on different fronts, from an oil price, chemical peers, to its own history. The discounts is just too deep in our opinion. And we, even in our own valuation, we really flex the bear case, both in the probability that we assigned it and the value that we gave it in this worst case type of scenario. And we were also, in our opinion, quite conservative on the, let's say, the our base case and our bull case. So even with these views, we still have significant upside on Sasol.